Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events. One set in motion in part by you, and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm going to be talking about the planets this week. And before I do that, I'm going to talk about the planets last week, which I will cover again in detail later on in the show. And what that's going to be is the solar eclipse, which we just had on the weekend. So, of course, it's still in effect, and for some of us more than others, but it's definitely the last eclipse of 2018, and it is a doozy. So anyway, this week I'm going to be talking about Mars retrograding back into Capricorn, and also the dreaded Mercury retrograde finally turns direct. So there's some good news, because we've been through this, you know, July and the first half of August, a lot of intensity. Actually, I should say since May, when Uranus moved into Taurus and Mars moved into Aquarius and then immediately became at odds with each other. So really there's been a lot of intensity that many of us have been dealing with since May, and things are settling down a little bit, and we're looking forward into some really great planetary activity, which I will talk about in next week's show, and that will be, of course, the Sun moving into Virgo. And also we're looking at, on the 25th, we're looking at a grand Earth trine, which involves the Sun, Saturn and Uranus. So if you are an Earth sign, especially born early on in the Earth sign, and that's Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, this is fantastic news for you. And if you have any planets in Earth signs, then this is also great news. If you don't know where your planets are besides your sun sign, go to my website, theastrologer.com, get a free chart wheel, because each week you can follow along when I talk about where the planets are and what they're doing to all of us. And then it's beyond the sun sign. So nearly everybody knows their sun sign. And now you can find out where all the other planets are in all the other signs. And I have to say, if you didn't hear last week's show, which was all about the solar eclipse that just occurred this weekend in Leo, I strongly urge you to go to the On Times website and find the show from last week, August 6th. In the archive, all the shows are archived on the On Times website, and have a listen to the solar eclipse. I've had people contacting me asking me for more information about the solar eclipse. Go to the On Times archive and have a listen to that show. Solar eclipses in the astrological world are very, very important. They're the milestones of astrology when it comes to forecasting and looking at really strong, intense influences. And of course, the other milestones are the change of season, because Western astrology or tropical astrology that I study and practice and we look at here in the Western Hemisphere is based off the seasons. And I know that we call astrology the stars, but the astrology we practice here is seasonal. That's why if you look up at the stars, they're 23 degrees different to what we're talking about, because our astrology is based off the seasons. So there you have it. So this week, while Mars is in, it moved backwards into Capricorn. Now Mars moved into it. There's a whole really complex cycle going on with Mars at the moment. And it started with Mars moving into Aquarius, and that happened May 15th. And so what that is about, Mars moved into Aquarius, it immediately formed a challenging square to Uranus, which also moved into, wait, did I say Mars in Aquarius or Taurus? Okay, let me take a step back. Mars, on May 15th, Mars moved into Aquarius, and then it immediately formed a challenging square to Uranus, which on that same day, coincidentally, moved into Taurus. So if you know anything about the elements or the modalities, then you will know immediately that Taurus and Aquarius are fixed signs, and anything of the same quality or modality, really they're at odds with each other, even though there's a lot of similarities. And the main one with these two signs is being fixed and also sort of a bit stubborn in some ways. So if you know any Taurians or Aquarians, you will know what I am talking about with this energy. So Mars moved into Aquarius. It was clashing with Uranus straight away. And then on June 26th, Mars turned retrograde. Now, this is big news, because when an inner planet turns retrograde, it's always big news. And an inner planet means Mercury, Venus, or Mars. And that is because the inner planets, the cycle of the inner planets are a lot shorter than the outer planets. So when the outer planets, and that's Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, turn retrograde, it's really not a big deal like it is when an inner planet turns retrograde. And that's because the outer planets are retrograde nearly half the time. So it's not a big deal unless it turns retrograde on one of your own natal planets. And that's when things come about. But of course, so that's why the Mercury retrograde, which I'm going to talk about a bit later on in the show, that's why it's always a big deal when Mercury turns retrograde, because it's the innermost planet and it will turn retrograde three times a year for 3 weeks each time. That's the planet that turns retrograde the most, although I'd have to say its cycle is, I'm getting complicated here, maybe I should just simplify this. Mercury seems to is turning retrograde the most three times a year, and it affects more people, put it that way, when it's turning retrograde. So it will finally be turning direct at the end of this week, and I will talk about that. So back to Mars. Mars is still moving retrograde, but it's retrograding back into Capricorn. So it's been in Aquarius since May 15th. And it's a very long cycle. Anytime Mars turns retrograde, it'll be in a sign for 6 months instead of 6 weeks. So with this instance, Mars turned retrograde June 26th in Aquarius, and that was about 9 degrees Aquarius. It continued moving backwards, so it was like 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. And now finally, it has moved into, continued retrograde, moving backwards into Capricorn. So it will turn direct, thankfully, next week. So, in 2 weeks' time. So in 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be talking all about Mars turning direct and continuing the conversation about the Mars cycle. And that's interesting, because the timing of that is along with the full moon. So in 2 weeks' time, on the 27th, Mars will turn direct in Capricorn. That coincides with the full moon the day before in Pisces. So things will, and of course that grand earth trine that I mentioned just before. So things are starting to look up. We've been through a lot of intensity, many of us. Things we've had to sort of redo, or things coming up from the past. And, you know, just to add to that, the eclipses, we had a solar eclipse in July, that was July 12th, and then a lunar eclipse on July 27th, And then, of course, the other solar eclipse we just had this weekend. So many of us have been dealing with a lot of intensity, a lot of change or transformation, and a lot of it hasn't been easy. I've been hearing this through readings where people are dealing with change or making really big decisions. So that intensity is starting to ease off, especially now that Mercury will be turning direct at the end of the week. So with Mars being in Aquarius since May 15th, clashing with Uranus, and then finally yesterday, Mars moved backwards into Capricorn. So that lightens things up a lot because Mars is very happy when it's coupled with Capricorn. It's actually exalted when it's in Capricorn. So even though it's retrograde, which isn't so great because when Mars is retrograde, it's like, I always say, it's like driving with the brakes on. We want to move forward. We can see the reward, you know, further on. We can see the steps that we need to take. It's just sort of like we can't actually take the steps to get to where we want to go. So when Mars is in Capricorn, it's not as bad. It's exalted. It's quite happy in Capricorn. It's just retrograde. So in a couple of weeks' time, Mars will be turning direct in Capricorn, and it's sort of like the floodgates open, but in a really positive way. So when Mars is in Capricorn, regardless if it's retrograde or not, this is a time for ambition. It's a time for because it's retrograde, not necessarily taking the action, but putting the action steps into place. You know, Capricorn's a very disciplined and focused sign. When it comes together with Mars, it's sort of like we can laser focus on our ambitions and where we want to go. We're not afraid to put the elbow grease in to get there, thinking about success for the long term. Because Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn is the planet of time. So I say that Saturn is Father Time. So if you think about this, you know, Mars in Capricorn, even though it's retrograde, the ultimate ruler of this influence is Saturn. And so Saturn is currently in Capricorn, and Saturn is all about discipline, hard work, responsibility, thinking through the long term. So this influence is really good, Mars in Capricorn. It's retrograde, so it's like we shouldn't expect to make things happen at this time. This is all about, for the next couple of weeks, this is all about putting plans into place. This is fantastic news if you're an Earth sign, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, and especially if you were born later in the Earth signs of Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. This is fantastic news for you. It's all about getting your ducks in a row, lining things up, putting in the work. It's sort of like preparing, so getting prepped and prepared for when Mars turns direct in a couple of weeks' time in Capricorn. So we've got a small window of time, and a small window of time with Mars in Capricorn, because it will be moving back into Aquarius. Let me take a look at that. Mars will be moving back into Aquarius on September 10th. So we have a window of time to sort of get things lined up, think about our long-term plans, and then when Mars turns direct in a couple of weeks, it's sort of like we can hit the ground running and move forward with our plans. It's like being smart and strategic really are the best keywords for this placement. And the rewards, because as I said, the ruler of this placement is Saturn, so the rewards will come from hard work and planning. So success for many of us will be a top priority for us, you know, and we're willing to put the work in to get what we want. You know, so ignore the people that say you're being very calculating at the moment, because Capricorn, you know, everything in astrology has a flip side. There's always a pro and a con, a positive and negative. And so sometimes Capricorn, with Mars being in Capricorn, has a little bit of a reputation of being ruthless, but really that's a misunderstanding, I would say. But that does come up sometimes with Capricorn and any time the planet is in Capricorn. But that's not quite accurate. But it is important, though, with your plans around this Mars in Capricorn, to consider other people's feelings, and to be to find balance, really, because, you know, if you think about the symbol for Capricorn, it's the mountain goat. And typically mountain goats are loners. So this is the ruler of Capricorn, the symbol of Capricorn. And so, you know, the mountain goat starts at the bottom of the mountain and then works its way up to the very top. It doesn't matter how long it takes, it's going to get to the top. So that's connected to Capricorn. And then this Mars is all about our Mars is all about how we take action and what we're very passionate about. So you put all those things together and you have this energy about around ambition and being strategic. You know, and also we're looking for, when Mars is in Capricorn, we're looking for tangible, measurable, concrete evidence of our efforts. It's not just, you know, oh, let's go this way and see how it is. This is being very planned. Very opportunistic, being extremely strategic with this placement. It's sort of like, you know, we're being pragmatic and we're not making any moves until we've thought through all the possible outcomes. You know, it might sound like, you know, some of us are being too cautious or fearful with this type of influence. But really, as I said, Mars in Capricorn, it's an exalted energy, which means it's a really positive energy. It's a can-do, let's make this happen type of energy. So I like Mars in Capricorn. It likes being with Capricorn. Of course, Mars, its favourite signs are Scorpio and Aries. And then you have Mars in Capricorn. So it's a really, really good energy. So on that note, we're going to take a break. So stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And the really funny thing is, just before the break, I was talking about Mars in Capricorn. And I was doing everything around the energy of this placement. So in other words, Mars in Capricorn is all about being really, really focused. So I was being so focused that the next thing I heard was the break music, and I wasn't prepared for that. So I thought it was pretty funny that I was actually living the energy of that placement of Mars in Capricorn, even though, yes, it's still retrograde. It's still exalted. Mars is still exalted when it's in Capricorn, just getting really, really focused on what I was talking about. And so we also have this week Mercury finally turning direct. So Mercury has been retrograde these past couple of weeks, and then at the end of the week, it is finally turning direct. So we can all breathe a sigh of relief as it starts to pick up once again in Leo. Now, Mercury is not too happy when it's in Leo. So this particular Mercury retrograde might have been a little bit more challenging to many of us than usual. Now, again, you know, these Mercury retrogrades and all these other influences that happen, it'll all depend on where they fall in your natal chart. So this particular Mercury retrograde, because it's in Leo, if you have any planets in Leo, this one might have been a little bit more challenging for you, because Mercury retrograde in Leo might have been right on your sun, for example. So if you're having a birthday this week, then the Mercury retrograde might have been a little bit more challenging around communication, and you might have been, it might be that you've had to redo something, or something from the past is revisiting. So just remember, anything around a Mercury retrograde, or even any planet that's retrograde, any words that start with RE, like redo, renew, review, re-edit, recycle, that's all tied into the energy of a retrograde planet. So that's just a little nugget of information there. So that's a good use of Mercury retrograde, or any planet retrograde that's applying that sort of energy, like redoing, re-editing, etc. So that's the planets this week. And I'm just going to recap about the weekend's solar eclipse in Leo. It's the last eclipse of the year, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief that this intense energy of July and the first half of August is finally subsiding. Of course, though, in astrology, there's always something. That's what I typically say anyway. There's always something, and there's always a shadow side to a positive side. And it's always about finding middle ground or compromise, or just imagining, you know, we're on a seesaw. It's like finding that middle part of the seesaw. It's like finding balance. And for all you Libras out there, you will love that I'm saying this. So on the weekend, we've had the third solar eclipse of 2018. And that occurred at nearly 19 degrees Leo. So if you have any planets in Leo, then this eclipse for you would have been in effect more so. And so what it meant with this solar eclipse, Leo rules the sun. So this is all about fulfilling heart's desires and being an individual, because a key word for Leo is ego. And that doesn't mean in a bad way all the time, just maybe sometimes. So with this solar eclipse in Leo, it's all about expressing who we are as individuals. It's sort of like being able to stand up and, you know, in some ways stand alone and celebrate what makes us special. So with the eclipse, the energy of an eclipse is all about a sense of urgency. And of course, you know, with Leo, everything's dramatic. So, and again, not in a bad way. It just is. The focus of this eclipse is on ourselves, or on the self. It's on that the eclipse is who we are, what makes us special, what makes us unique, what makes us different. Because, you know, the eclipse, the solar eclipse is really a supercharged new moon, and a new moon is when the sun and moon come together from our perspective here on Earth. So both the sun and moon were in Leo. And so, of course, as I said, there's always a shadow or an opposite side to every influence in astrology, no matter what it is. And so the shadow or the opposite of this Leo solar eclipse is the energy of Aquarius. So that's why I'm mentioning, you know, how we function as a group, or where do we fit within a group? And, you know, in the previous eclipse, it was a lunar eclipse in Aquarius, July 27th. So, you know, that energy was all about who we are as an individual and how we fit into the group. And so the theme continued with this solar eclipse in Leo, because, you know, it brings with it the shadow side, and that's Aquarius. So Aquarius is all about groups. You know, not just online Facebook groups, it's also offline, it's a global group. You know, basically the biggest group that we have is we are all human. So we are all human, so we all connect on that level, and then start, you know, bringing it down to even, you know, a group on Facebook or whatever it might be. So that's sort of like the energy. How we function as an individual and who we are versus how we connect with others. So the interesting thing with this solar eclipse on the weekend is that it was conjuncting Mercury retrograde. So that makes it a little bit different. You know, the eclipses at times will hook into the other planets in different ways. And this particular solar eclipse connected into the Mercury retrograde. So some of us might have been feeling, you know, frustrated when it comes to communication or misunderstandings, or, you know, some of us might have felt that we might not have been able to get our point across when we were speaking, being misrepresented in some ways. And especially, you know, if you are a Leo, because, you know, Sun, Moon, Mercury retrograde all in Leo. So this might have been a lot more frustrating for Leo, and of course the opposite sign, Aquarius. Even Taurus, Scorpio, or anybody that has planets in the fixed signs might have found the energies lately being quite intense. And because of the Mars retrograde, has been in Aquarius, quite frustrating. So it's like you might have felt misunderstood and not being able to fix it because of the Mars retrograde, which holds back action. A lot of times, you know, with retrograde energy, it's all about inward energy rather than outward energy, which is extremely frustrating when it comes together in Leo, because Leo is a very, mostly a very extroverted energy. So we've got this extroverted energy typically, which then these planetary influences, sort of with the Mercury retrograde, makes the energy go inward. So there's this sort of frustration of wanting to take either speak out and not being able to, or wanting to take a step forward and not being able to. But all of that's dissipating. You know, like next week, the energies, you know, Mercury will be turning direct at the end of the week, 2 weeks' time, Mars turns direct. And then, of course, that grand earth trine we've got on August 25th. You know, the energies are really coming about nicely. It's sort of like we're beyond the intensity and now finally we can take a step forward. So, you know, so with the Mercury retrograde conjuncting the solar eclipse in Leo, people may have taken miscommunication personally. And I just said may have. It's actually still in effect, even though we've just had this solar eclipse and, you know, the Mercury retrograde hooking into that. The energy is still, it's still around us. It's not done. Just because, you know, it happened yesterday or the day before, depending on where you are in the world, the energy is still in effect, because with eclipses, it's not just done in the moment and then we can move on. Sometimes the energy of an eclipse, depending on where it falls in your natal chart, can take not just days and weeks, sometimes months. And of course, it will depend on the other transits that are going on for each of us individually. So with this Mercury retrograde conjunct the solar eclipse on the weekend, you know, some of us might be taking miscommunication really personally because it's in Leo. It might have been, you know, as if we're being misunderstood or not believed, as a rejection of who we are, because of, you know, the most personal planets of all, Sun, Moon, Mercury, in Leo, which is also one of the most personal signs of all. So, you know, just be aware that this is what's been going on. And of course, just a side note, we know that the Sun and Moon are not technically planets, but astrologers classify the Sun and Moon as planets just to make life a bit, little bit easier. Because astrology is like a really, really complex system, and there's always an exception to the rule, and so that's what makes it really complicated. So just to sort of simplify a little bit, you know, we've classified the Sun and Moon, basically the most personal energies of all, as planets. But yes, we know technically they're not. So with the solar eclipse, Sun and Moon in Leo coming together with the Mercury retrograde in Leo, you know, it might have been about being misunderstood and then taking it really, really personally. But on the flip side, you know, like, because these three most personal planets of all are in Leo, this is all about creative energy. Leo is a very creative sign. It's a sign of children. So there might have been, you know, changes or transformation, particularly in the way we communicate in these areas of our life, especially with children. The creativity, it's not just about verbal communication. You know, when you put the word creative with communication, it can involve all forms of communication, anything to do with the arts or any way that we communicate, which obviously is not all just talk. Now, just to add to the intense energy of this eclipse with the Mercury retrograde, there was a square to Jupiter in Scorpio. So that's the energy of like expanding anything that it touches, making things bigger, and overdoing stuff, I think, is probably the way to think about it. So it's very much about... I guess the energy is behind us now, but it's still in effect. It's like, take it easy with overdoing anything. And that includes exaggeration because of the involvement of Mercury, which is the planet of communication. And, you know, just another thing, we had a yod, the involvement of the yod with the eclipse. The yod involved Neptune in Pisces, Pluto in Capricorn. And so this is all about a global perspective, because anytime an outer planet like Uranus, Neptune, Pluto is involved with anything, it makes things more than just our individual selves, but it's like how we fit into the group, which goes with the theme of the eclipse in Leo. And then we've got the connection with the yod to the outer planets. So it's basically... it's a universal feeling and a universal energy and how we fit into that as individuals. So that's what's still in effect, is the solar eclipse in Leo conjuncts Mercury retrograde in Leo, square to Jupiter in Scorpio, and then part of this yod to Neptune in Pisces and Pluto in Capricorn. I know that sounds all really complicated, and it really is. Just know that it's basically about... We're all individuals, and how do we fit into our group, our tribe, our clan, that type of thing. So back to the Mars retrograde in Capricorn. So Mars retrograde in Capricorn. So Mars Mars moved into Aquarius May 15th. It turned retrograde June 26th, and it continued its retrograde back into Capricorn August 12th through the 27th. Then it will move forward in Capricorn from the 27th of August until September 10th. And as I said, it's not all bad now with Mars. Not that it sort of was, I guess, and bad's the wrong word to use, but because Mars in Aquarius has been battling it out with Uranus in Taurus the whole summer, basically, the Northern Hemisphere summer, there's been this battle, this very volatile energy with Mars in Aquarius forming this challenging square to Uranus in Taurus. So there's this battle going on with these two very volatile energies. So now things can calm down a little bit because Mars is very happy in Capricorn, even though it's exalted, even though it's retrograde, it's exalted. So you know, of course, this, all these energies depend on where these planets
are. There you are. I've got great news. When you use your
in your natal chart, but basically when Mars is in Capricorn, regardless if it's retrograde or not, we many of us will be driven to succeed. And I mentioned before, especially if you're born at the end of an Earth sign, this is really affecting you, and that's Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. This is a time to really turbo boost your ambitions and really think about where you want to be in your career. And I always urge, anytime I'm talking about anything long term, 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, have that plan. Have a 1 year plan, 5 year plan, 10 year plan. Now, Mars. And I'm saying this more so because, you know, the planetary ruler of Mars in Capricorn is actually Saturn. And Saturn is in Capricorn along with Pluto right now. So this is really important to not take any shortcuts, not think of anything as a temporary solution or a band-aid to a problem. But it's really crucial at this time to really have long-term plans. Think about your future. Think as far into the future as you possibly can, because, you know, at this time with Mars in Capricorn, you know, many of us have the discipline and the focus to achieve our ambitions. We're not afraid of hard work. Success is a high priority. And, you know, we're willing to do just about whatever it takes to get to where we want to go. You know, and as I said, on the flip side, many of us might be a little, might feel like we're a little bit more calculating than usual. Maybe the word ruthless, but, you know, that's just, again, it's a misunderstanding or perhaps a misconfusion or confusion around, you know, other people's plans and ambitions and what's sort of going on behind the scenes, especially because Jupiter in Scorpio reveals what's been underneath. So it's like things are sort of pretty can be coming up to be, especially next week, to be a little bit more straightforward. You know, we don't have to think about what's bubbling and brewing behind the surface or under the surface because, you know, things are sort of coming up to the surface. So, you know, and also with Mars in Capricorn, many of us are expecting or wanting tangible, measurable results. You know, as I said, concrete evidence of our efforts. So, you know, we're pragmatic and very strategic at this time, which is a great thing. I think, you know, when we know where we're going, what we're doing, you know, to-do list, especially because, you know, next week we're coming up into the season of Virgo. So I'll talk all about that next week, but it's going to be important to have checking things off our to-do list. And that's not just about Virgo, the season of Virgo. This is like all this energy in Capricorn. That's very similar as well. The tendency, though, with this Mars in Capricorn, especially because it's retrograde, is to be too cautious or maybe even too fearful about missing out on an opportunity. So it's important that we trust our instincts to guide us towards, let's say, cautious risks. So that's a good key word for this Mars in Capricorn, is to take cautious, calculated, and I say risks in quotes. Also, with this energy of Mars in Capricorn, we might have really high standards. And so it's like, try not to procrastinate. I couldn't get that word out there. I'm going to blame Mercury retrograde on that one. So it's like there might be sort of like we know what we want to do. We know that we want to go forward. We have long-term plans. It's just like there's this frustration about taking a step forward. That's the retrograde. So just know we're still in the planning and preparation stages of what we want to do for the future. And we'll be able to take those steps forward at the end of August, especially with that grand Earth trine coming up August 25th that involves the Sun, Saturn and Uranus. It's a wonderful, fantastic, opportunistic, easy sort of energy when it comes to finances, career and long-term plans. So we're moving towards that. We just have a week or so to go before we can actually make things work, and then Mars turns direct August 27th. So with this Mars, even though Mars is retrograde in Capricorn, it's exalted, it's happy. It's like, you know, we're finding, many of us are finding that our stamina is building. We're persevering more with things that might have felt like they were too hard previously. But it's important, though, with Mars and Capricorn, is to take a break and don't burn out too quickly. And so then we can enjoy the fruits of our labour instead of just keep working and working and then not rewarding ourselves or acknowledging what we've done. On that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience in all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking.
You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And thankfully, good things are upon us, finally, or coming towards. This week, we've got Mars retrograding back into Capricorn, which is good news, because Mars will turn direct in 2 weeks' time. Finally, it's been retrograde since June 26th. And also this week, we have great news, and that is Mercury finally turning direct in Leo. Yay. So just before the break, I was talking about the Mars energy. So Mars in Capricorn retrograde. So Mars, when it's retrograde, it's an interesting sort of conflict because Mars is the planet of action. It's our most assertive, forward-moving planet in the solar system. So when it slows down and turns retrograde, and from our perspective here on Earth, it appears to be moving backwards. Now, technically, the planets do not move backwards. They just slow right down. And from our perspective here on Earth, they appear to be moving backwards. So astrologers know that planets technically do not move backwards. They just look like they are moving backwards. So when Mars slows right down and it looks like it's moving backwards, that's when we call it Mars retrograde or any planet retrograde. So if you think about it, Mars is the planet of action, and when it moves retrograde, it can be one of the toughest retrogrades, although I say that, but it depends where it falls in your chart and any retrograde where that falls in your chart and how that affects you individually. So, you know, of all the planets, Mars retrograde indicates the need to do it again. Now, that's typical of a retrograde planet, but especially Mars. actions and work that you may have already done. Come back for revision. Remember what I said earlier in the show, any word that starts with an RE is applicable for any planet when it's retrograde. And, you know, you might have found, you know, these past few weeks since Mars has been retrograde, that current projects might run into snags, especially with the Mercury retrograde at the same time. What are the chances we've got Mercury and Mars retrograde at the same time, both in fixed signs? So, you know, a clash of wills. It would have been really important these few weeks to find compromise. So, you know, many of us might have felt that, you know, we've got a long list, a long to-do list, but we can't seem to get anything accomplished. So just know that this is sort of this frustration and annoyance are really coming to an end very soon, especially now that Mars has just retrograded back into Capricorn. Also, you know, Mars is about anger, and especially when it's retrograde, it's sort of like we implode or things go inwards. Some of us might have been dealing with temper issues instead of these frustrations being openly expressed. So there could have been some unfortunate effects of this Mars retrograde, and, you know, initiatives might have felt thwarted. But, you know, things will really start to get a whole lot better. So it's just been these past few weeks, especially, you know, with the solar eclipse thrown in, the square to Jupiter, the Mercury retrograde, there really has been a lot going on. You know, in Mars retrograde, typically it hinders any sort of direct action. And sometimes I like to think of it like a boiling pot with a lid on it. You know, it can cause frustration, self-doubt, people turning their energy and their anger inward at themselves or maybe those closest to them. And, you know, this has been intensified, particularly at the end of July, because the Mars retrograde came together with the very intense lunar eclipse in Aquarius. So that energy, you know, is restricted reactions, emotions and instincts. So just know this is sort of it's dying down, it's coming to an end, it's easing off. So that's a good thing. So, you know, typically the most intense energies that have been going on are turning out to be behind us, thankfully. So also this week I've been saying that we've got I'm just looking here at the calendar as I'm saying it is quite a wide conjunction. Actually, it's pretty wide, but, you know, still astrologers consider a 10 degree orb within effect. But the Mars retrograde, it just moved back into Capricorn, so that's 29 degrees Capricorn, and currently Pluto is 19 degrees Capricorn. So many astrologers would consider that a wide conjunction. So this is really fascinating. Because Mars retrograding back into Capricorn, it's all about ambition when Mars is in Capricorn. But now that it's conjuncting very widely to Pluto, this raises ambition and power hunger. So be careful, you know, it might not necessarily be for noble reasons, but, you know, and some might consider this energy ruthless anyway, you know, because there might be some people doing whatever it takes to get whatever they want. But, you know, this is not all bad, this Mars retrograde with this wide conjunction to Pluto. This is really crucial that we have long-term plans, and many of us will have the patience and perseverance needed to get what we want. We're not willing to throw in the towel now with this energy or this boost, I should say, from Pluto. So the only aspect that Mars will make when it's in Capricorn is a square from Venus in Libra, and that's on September 8th. But really, it's sort of like all systems ago now that Mars is in Capricorn, and with this little, I say little, but there's nothing little anytime there's the involvement of Pluto, but with this wide conjunction from Pluto, it's sort of like all systems firing. You know, we've got this V8 motor going now with the involvement of Pluto. Now, also this week we've got Mercury finally turning direct in Leo, and Mercury will be in Leo until September 5th. Now, Mercury turned retrograde July 25th. Interesting timing because that was like a couple of days before the lunar eclipse, and now, you know, Mercury turning direct, you know, this week. Just let me look at my calendar here. I know that Mercury's turning direct, yes, on Saturday the 18th. So Mercury, you know, we've all heard Mercury about the dreaded Mercury retrograde. Mercury's not too happy when it's in Leo, so there was sort of like this double whammy of perhaps miscommunication, snafus, misunderstandings. You know, we all know that when Mercury's retrograde, don't buy electronic equipment or travel. Of course, you know, most of us can't plan our life that way, including astrologers. So we do these things and cross our fingers and hope for the best. So when Mercury is in Leo, it's all about, you know, like grand plans and grand ideas and maybe things a bit bigger than usual, especially with the involvement of that solar eclipse. So it's sort of like, you know, exaggeration or inflation types of things, and then we can't get it done because Mercury is actually retrograde and, you know, maybe our plans weren't realistic after all. So that's the other thing with this Mars and Capricorn. It's all about being realistic and being strategic. So, you know, all the inflation and everything larger than life with all the, this Leo energy, it's sort of getting like grounded with the influence of Capricorn. You know, Mars, Saturn and Pluto are currently in Capricorn. And there's a lot of creative energy as well with this Mercury retrograde in Leo. But, you know, maybe the past couple of weeks and even this week while it's still retrograde, you know, we might have experienced sort of passionate displays of expression from maybe others or ourselves, you know, really big emotional responses. And it's sort of like, as I said, been saying, exaggeration or making things bigger. Or, you know, pushing our own agendas with this Mercury retrograde in Leo, being persuasive, but because it's retrograde, not being able to really convince our audience. But it's all about artistic pursuits or creative endeavours. And that's, you know, any form of communication, painting, writing, blogging, music. And because Mercury is retrograde, it's about revisiting an old creation. So it's sort of like or going back to something that we've done previously from an artistic point of view. And so then the only other planetary influence this week is the Mercury retrograde forming a really nice sextile to Venus in Libra. So that influence, let me check here, that influence is happening, oh, that's right, on Saturday, which is really interesting. So just before Mercury turns direct, it forms this really nice sextile, which is which astrologers call a soft aspect. It's a sextile which brings opportunity. So when you've got Mercury and Libra coming together with a sextile, it's like relationships and communications flow really smoothly, which is really nice just before Mercury turns direct. It's sort of like, you know, we're all feeling cooperative and inclusive, and it's really good for social connections and any sort of online, offline social networking. People are really responsive. You know, many of us, our speech will be polished, we'll feel articulate and eloquent. Emotionally, we're soft and warm. It's a nice energy after all this intensity that we've had. Of course, it's fleeting because, you know, Mercury and Venus are in the planets. I'm going to whiz through the horoscopes for this week for each sign really fast because, again, I'm going to give credit to Mars in Capricorn. I'm extremely focused and, of course, running out of time. So if you're an Aries, this week for you, take some time out to acknowledge your achievements, whatever they may be, and you might be very keen to push forward as you are anyway. But just remember that Mars, your ruling planet, is still retrograde. So sometimes it might be good just to sit back and just plan. If you're a Taurus, take advantage of maybe a brief reprieve in your life to examine your spirituality and what you really believe in. So listen to your heart and don't be afraid to learn about new faiths or alternative ideas. If you're a Gemini, the unusual, the weird, and possibly even the very strangeness of life might fascinate you, and that's fine. So look into your own interests and do some research. If you're a Cancer, negotiation and compromise are important in love. Where you and your partner might differ, talk it through carefully. And remember, Mercury is going to be direct at the end of the week. If you're a Leo, it's time to get better organized. Work on better time management and scheduling so that you can fit everything in. If you're a Virgo, you find something which excites you and pour your passion into it. You're especially in tune with creativity and the arts right now. If you're a Libra, one thing at a time and sort out your priorities and choose to work on your objectives in very strict order, because you cannot do everything at once. If you're a Scorpio, focus on the details this week, especially if you have an important decision to make. All the information you need is right at hand, so try not to gloss over anything. If you're a Sagittarius, this week's energies are all about how you use your resources, but also about recognizing that you have and are blessed with so much more than you realize. If you are a Capricorn, life might feel like it's moving in the slow lane this week because Mars is retrograde, but this is a pause and it gives you time to gather your thoughts. So don't be in such a hurry to move forward without a long-term plan. And if you are an Aquarian, maybe that little voice inside your head needs taming. And so listen to what you tell yourself and force yourself to be more positive this week. There's no limit, and you don't need to limit yourself or be your own harshest critic. Just love and nurture yourself. And finally, if you are a sweet Pisces, stand up for someone who is struggling to stand up for themselves, because you do this so well. Your social conscience is pricked this week and you want to make a difference, however small. And there you have it. So anyway, I wish you all a great week. Enjoy Mercury finally turning direct. And be sure to tune in next week. This is The Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox.